Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, what's progress look like?
I would say just watching him. He has a little bit of a tendency, step up in the pocket, tuck it and run. It's a step up, keep his eyes downfield, complete the pass for 15 yards. I would much rather have the quarterback complete a pass for 15 yards than try to run for 15 yards. If you want to run for 15 yards, give it to Henderson or Stevenson.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons. Post Labor Day, and if you didn't know it, well, now you know. Football season is here because we have a loaded show as we blend a Patriots Monday into Tuesday. All our interviews, that means right off the top here, we're going to talk to Marcus Jones around 2:15.
What?
3:15, we have Drake May, both captains, leaders. This is where leaders come. WEEI Afternoons. We're a show about leadership.
This is the leadership,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, we're the leadership. We'll also start weekly interviews, Tuesday weekly interviews with Mark Schlereth. That'll be 2:30. 4:30, we'll start our weekly interviews with Brian Hoyer.
Oh, my Woo! God.
Locked and loaded.
Did you schedule all this?
No. This is a Dan Ball creation.
Dan, you were on the golf course this weekend. How did you have time to schedule 4 action-packed, football-centric, hard-hitting interviews for the first day back of the season?
Well, gentlemen, you know I never sleep. Even though I'm not here, I'm still working on this show 24/7. And unfortunately, this is all I've come up with so far.
You do that response right there sounded like you've literally been uploaded to the cloud. The Dan Ball you knew prior to football is dead.
Yeah, I've been accused of that in the past, so that makes sense.
God bless. We also have
to get to the Red Sox, Peyton Tolley with an electric
debut.
That feels
like a lifetime ago.
It really does. It was long weekend, so that's part of it. But football took over after that this weekend. BC with a big win. You might have heard there was some exciting football games between top 10 opponents throughout the weekend. And then last night there was not exciting football game between two not great football teams, in which Bill Belichick got squashed like bug.
Who was the team in the powder blue uniforms?
Not a good one. It was sort of the Patriots of recent years.
It was the 2023 Patriots, wasn't it?
Not good. I mean, if you took out all the big plays for both teams, we really would have changed that game. But you can't. That's not how football works, Andy. Those count.
Yeah, that's not the way it works. And those of us who took under 26.5 in the first half as TCU kicked a field goal with time expiring really enjoyed last night's game.
I'll tell you what I wish I had taken was Charlotte before the line had shrunk after the performance last night.
What happened? Oh,
it swung a little bit, and I think Charlotte might have a chance. I'm saying there's a chance.
Charlotte has a chance against UNC.
Yes, Bill Belichick's program is in trouble, but we're going to get to all of that, but I want to start off. This is Raiders week. This is a big flipping week of football for your New England
Patriots.
There it is. That too. You know, and this isn't sort of the tabloid style, oh, Tom Brady owns the Raiders, and did you know he played quarterback for the Patriots? No, no, no. This is a big football game for your New England Patriots. People like you, people like Ted, who at least some point this offseason believed the Patriots could be a 500 football team, a playoff caliber football team. Well, guess what? I think this game could be what your season hinges on if you're going to be one of those.
Wait.
The Raiders are a mediocre team like you with aspirations of being a little bit more than that. If you can't beat the Raiders, you're in trouble.
Can I just tell you real quick also on the front of mediocre team, referendum game, etc.?
Yeah.
I subscribe to a number of random newsletters that give me updates on the NFL, the Patriots, and beyond. A lot of outlets that you're unfamiliar with that I'm not going to bother listing off now,
yeah, no need.
All ran with last week's or more, whenever recently you said the New England Patriots are the most overrated team in football.
I stand
by
it.
That got picked up, and we're going to find out this Sunday.
I stand by it.
We're going to find out. Referendum game indeed. You know what it is? Ready? Like we always say, or we used to say on Saturday shows in the Six Rings postgame show, sneaky big.
Yes. So one thing I want to do later today before we close this out, I don't know if we finalize these numbers or before we get into the true Raider week preview, because everybody knows in the NFL, Wednesday's the big day. Oh, Drake May will have a press conference. Mike Vrabel will have a press conference. We really turn our attention to game preview
mode. Yes, Karen.
Mode. I want our last and final predictions for wins, because I do think you and Ted have come down from your high horses of the summer. And into a little world I like to call reality. You've settled in nicely into reality, especially since, I don't know if you caught Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill show this morning. Christian Gonzalez. Wherefore art thou, Christian Gonzalez? Because he's still not on the practice field.
2 weeks ago, I started ringing the alarm bell. I was standing on the jetty waving to everyone.
Was it too hot, too cold, or just right?
Don't start, Andy. Do not start.
Hey, Dan Ball, did we fill you in? We have a new segment that didn't go great.
Oh. You would be amazed how many people texted me on Friday going, you'll never believe what they said was a good idea. I bet you ran that past Ted, too. He would have killed you if you tried to do that
nope.
with him.
If you're not here, you don't get a vote.
Too cold.
Guys.
We
what
had
the hell?
Very timely and timely
wait,
in
on.
Both ways. Drops.
Hold on, hold on. I'm not taking all the blame for that.
Oh no, 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 no. This was a team failure. I actually liked the
in concept
the idea.
Yes,
the execution.
There's a seed there. It's just the problem is the rest of the garden is mosquitoes and poison ivy.
Yeah, how did we land on Fairy Tale for too hot, too cold? Whose idea
well,
was it?
Goldilocks.
To do
Goldilocks.
Yeah, but whose idea was it? I want to know.
Oh, it was mine.
Oh, there you go.
I like
that. Sounds about right.
I think next time we go movie quotes or like song quotes, and I
yeah.
think we'll be better off. But there's an idea in
and
there.
Here's
so
an idea
so
too. So while we're crapping on me, next time we'll play them a little quicker.
and also, you know what we should do, guys? Things that we want to workshop, we should probably not workshop on the air.
No, it was a good segment. It was a very good segment.
Oh, that's not what I'm hearing.
I stand by the content of the segment.
It was memorable.
Yeah, and it was good. Anyway.
Okay.
It's football week, and we need to land on our final win projections for the Patriots because it's hard for us to sort of wrap our heads around what people are expecting if we don't know their win total. So we'll have a poll later in the week. I want the voters and the listeners to finalize their win total projections too, because I'm hearing a lot of different – like there's definitely people now – that are like, this is a 6-win team. This team's not that good. I see a fist pumping somewhere behind glass deep in the bowels of the Brighton Studios here.
Yeah, I think that might be Stiz, who has been early. I was early on that you should be worried about Gonzo. Stiz was in early on that this team is overrated. I'm
not as early
say
as
right.
I was.
Gonzo is not playing Sunday.
It would surprise me at this point if he did. Now, you're starting to actually even get rumblings of, could this be more than just a hamstring? Is this somehow like value-related, contract-related? Tom Curran kind of alluded to that.
This is year three. He's not allowed to do that.
No, but I don't know, you know, business. He's taking care of himself over the team. Are we starting to get one of those divides? Remember the last superstar we had that went down that road, Rob Gronkowski? The little divide between what was best for Gronk
motorcycle
and family.
Motorcycle go vroom, vroom.
Those, and that didn't necessarily end well for that relationship. So Christian Gonzalez, one of the many storylines of the week, but I do think this is we say it too often, we beat this horse dead, Fitzy. This is a sneaky huge football game.
Oh, we've already
Patriots.
Elevated from sneaky big to sneaky huge.
Sneaky huge. If you want to be a playoff team, you don't lose on Sunday. You lose on Sunday, Patriots fans, you're not going to the playoffs. The season in terms of playoffs starts or ends on Sunday.
Just like
I said it.
Just like you heard from Ernie Adams in the intro, If you do not see any that was Ernie Adams on the Games with Names podcast.
Did you notice his voice is a little bit like Dolly Parton? They both have like a weird talking back of their mouth, like, and they got like a lisp.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Dolly Parton,
that
Ernie
was two
Adams.
Codes.
If you want to run for 15 yards, give it to Henderson or Stevenson.
Talks in the back of his mouth. It doesn't come out the front. It comes out the back of his mouth.
All right. That's an interesting observation. What a weekend you must have had. So
yeah, it was a good one.
It was excellent. Thanks for asking. So I see. I don't agree with the notion that if they lose Sunday, season's over, pack it up, may as well be on to 2026. What I do believe is that if you see a team that gets out there, can't complete an 8-yard pass, stuffed at the line, Drake May has a face full of, you know, Crosby and Kuntz all day long, then he's going to be in big trouble. Hey now, hey now.
We're allowed to say that.
Hey, we are.
FCC regulations.
Well, it's safe harbor, I think. It's a
Apparently
Tuesday.
His name. No, I just think the Raiders, maybe the Steelers.
They don't
there's
suck.
A couple teams that your season, if you take care of them, then maybe your aspirations of 9, yep. 10, yep. 11 wins yep. are real. And if you lose those, I just think it's going to be hard to find those wins. I still think you're going to take care of business against
You go 3-1 in October.
Yes. Those are not only winnable, they should win games.
Don't just give the Patriots Carolina either, because that offense is going to come out absolutely just flinging and slinging.
Wow.
No, honestly.
Is this a sneaky bad football team we're going to talk about?
Well, hold on.
Well,
hold
Dan Ball, would you like to chime
tight.
In?
Have we gone past sneaky?
Oh, it's just bad?
Whoa.
Is it not?
Is this what's going on in the producer's box
wow.
right now?
Where's all this negativity
I'm just
coming
asking
from?
A question.
Wait,
I'm
is this what a weekend of golf and sunshine and ice cream and beers and cookouts
like it's a
do?
Long weekend, some golf, all some family time, and he comes back saying, is this not a sneaky bad team? Do we drop the sneaky and just call it bad?
Just asking a question, because I haven't heard a positive word once.
I mean, they
from
are.
You guys yet today.
Oh, I have positive words.
Well, you should try saying them, because you haven't said one
I
yet.
I think there is talent at the wide receiver position that could sneaky surprise, because I think expectations there
and the
are
game.
A little low. Everybody loves the backfield, assuming Ramondre Stevenson holds on to the football. If he holds on to the football, a lot of people are... Well, Rich keeps trying to name the freaking backfield. Cerebus or Cerebus.
Cerberus, the three-headed
Cerberus.
Dog of
like,
hell, yes.
You know, you don't name backfields that stink. You name them when you think they're going to be good and produce.
Well,
and
then who
stars.
Opens his starting running back?
I think Ramondre Stevenson.
I think Henderson.
I wouldn't. I don't like that.
Why?
I don't know. I like Ramondre.
Okay.
This is personal.
This
I like Ramondre. I think
so. Don't start the more talented guy.
This shouldn't probably matter, but I'm a big believer. Like the guy dealt with the crap of the last few years. I thought he got his ass whooped last year yeah. in Cincinnati. First
yeah.
of all,
yeah,
124 yards, 120 of them, one of them after contact. Like he carried your ass.
It was a baller performance.
Then he fumbles. He goes through some low times. Don't just hand it to the shiny new kid.
And how about
kid.
What a brutal offseason the guy had?
Let
too.
Him. Do the job. Now, if he
Let
drops
cook.
The ball,
yep.
if he can't do it, okay. He doesn't have it for life. I just feel like I would give him sort of that. He's a senior. He's a program guy. He's earned
oh, so
the
he's
right
got
to
tenure.
Start this game. Yeah, he's got a little tenure. Maybe
okay.
that's flawed. Maybe that's not okay
so how
in this
are you
world.
How are you folding Henderson, possibly your most dynamic offensive weapon, into the game plan, the batter, the dough, if
the
you
second
will.
Play. Like,
second play.
In my dream world, Ramondre picks up 6 on first down, and you go 2nd and 4, and I love Travion Henderson in 2nd and 4, where I can run it, I can screen it, I can draw it, anything with him and take advantage of his explosive talents. But, yeah, I think you want him involved early.
See, Dan, they look to be a very positive, if not good, I won't say elite, but good running team because Will Campbell, obviously out in space, finished those blocks and pancakes of mofos. Jack Westover, pretty good job as a third tight end, working as a fullback. This is what the team does well. So if they can actually get out there and you can mitigate the pass rush of Malcolm Kuntz and Max Crosby by running right at him and just shoving it down their throats, then you may actually hang in this game and give Drake some time to open it up.
Yeah, I just think this there's should win games, there's gotta win games, there's maybe some won't win games, and I think this is a season could hinge on a game. But it's football season. We are here. We had a great college football over the weekend. High school football in Massachusetts is getting underway this week. The Patriots are going to be at home against Tom Brady's Raiders. This is a fun time if you're a football fan here in New England because Labor Day, as much as you
and the weather's perfect,
you
too.
Put the summer behind you. It's Labor Day weekend. You put the summer behind you. It is now fall. It is now football season. It's now Patriots Monday here on a Tuesday on WEEI Afternoons. And joining us on the phone lines now is our friend and yours and captain of your New England Patriots, Marcus Jones. How are we doing today, Marcus?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Let's start right there. You were the team announced the six captains. You were one of those guys. What was your reaction to that? How does it feel to be a captain of this football team?
It actually feels great just from the situation of, you know, all of the players, you know, respecting me enough to be a leader on this team and everything. I've always been a guy that leads by example type stuff. And, you know, it was great to be recognized by my teammates.
So, Marcus, coming toward Sunday now, you got a couple days out, obviously. One of your secondary mates, Christian Gonzalez, has not practiced in quite some time. Could possibly be trending towards not playing. We're not sure yet. I know we'll wait till Wednesday. But if Gonzalez is not able to go, what does that mean for you, Carlton Davis, and the rest of the secondary?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to play, you know, whatever our coaches tell us that we need to play and everything like that. That's not anything I can speak about when it comes to that, for sure.
Do things ramp up this week? I mean, for us personally, we're like, okay, we're done with camp. We're done with summer and speculation. Cuts have been made. From our perspective, it's like, okay, it's game week. Does that happen inside the building? Is there an urgency? Does the juice pick up a notch here?
Yeah, I feel as though that's a lot of places. At the end of the day, like, it definitely counts and everything like that now. You know, all the hard work and dedication that we had from the situation of training camp and then all the meetings and everything that we have had before and everything like that. It's like, now it's time for what we all been training for.
So, Marcus, obviously a couple days ago, one of your secondary mates, safety Jabril Peppers, was released. I believe that was Friday, right around lunchtime or so. Obviously it had nothing to do with you, but I just was curious how you felt, like, team reaction, and also what you may have learned from Jabril Peppers in his time with the Patriots.
Yeah, I learned a lot. You know, Brill was one of those guys that was a veteran in our room and everything. You know, he taught us a lot when it comes down to, you know, technique things and also the leadership and making sure the standards is the standard. But I definitely hope the best for him, for sure.
Marcus Jones joining us here on a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Marcus, I was listening to Coach Vrabel this morning on our station on the Greg Hill Show, and he was talking about the identity of this football team, and it's something that he feels like he's done a good job kind of passing along to you guys. If I asked you, as a defensive player, but also as a captain of the team as a whole, what do you feel like you guys want the identity of the New England Patriots to be in 2025?
Yeah, the main thing that I would say is making sure that we show each and every down and everything like that, the effort and finish. You know, he always tells us about that and everything, but it honestly comes down to the want to. You know, we all want to make plays. And at the end of the day, we have to take it one week at a time and things like that. And, you know, we work hard for a reason. And, you know, if we make sure that we stack those days and everything like that and take it one week at a time, like I said, you know, I feel like we can do something very great in our division and also this season.
All right, looking to Sunday, the home opener, 1 o'clock against the Raiders. They present an interesting offensive challenge for you guys. You've got rookie running back Ashton Jeanty, who, as you saw in college, can be a nightmare in space. The best tight end on planet Earth, I believe, in Brock Bowers. And receivers like old pal Jacoby Myers and Amari Cooper. What challenges do you think they're going to present for you guys as a defense and a secondary?
I feel like our main thing is, first off, playing to our identity as a defense. At the end of the day, like, you know, their offense, you know, they have explosive players like you've mentioned and everything like that. But as long as we play our football and make sure that we know where everyone's at on the field and everything like that, I feel like, you know, that helps us at the end of the day.
How about Bowers in particular? He seems, I heard Coach Vrabel say, you know, you got to treat him like a wide receiver. But what does he sort of do from a scheme sense or terms of matchup sense when you see him out there and everything he can do?
Yeah, the things that he's doing, you know, I would definitely say, you know, like Coach said, you treat him as a wide receiver because they find different ways of, you know, getting him the ball and everything like that. And he can also do something with the ball in space as well and stuff. So just make sure that we know where he is and everything. But he's a great player for sure.
Sort of playing off Andy's question that he asked you a few questions ago, talking about, you know, the identity of the football team. I'd be very curious, Marcus, this is kind of a question that's been going around a little bit. What does a successful season look like to you this year on the New England Patriots?
To me, of course, a successful season would definitely be, you know, winning the Super Bowl. That's why we're out here playing. And, you know, when it comes down to it, like I said, we can't look too far into the future, but we're all planning for that, for that Super Bowl ring and Super Bowl trophy for sure. But, you know, it's a long season, so we got to make sure to take it day by day for sure.
Marcus, there was a lot of buzz created last week, and it was somewhat polarizing. The rivalry jerseys that were announced across the NFL, including the Patriots, the Storm Blue, I think it's called. I was wondering what your thoughts were on those. Are you an alternate jersey kind of guy, and what'd you think of the Storm Blue?
Yeah, I love all the alternate jerseys for sure. I thought it was great and everything. It gives a little different twist to the usual colors and everything like that that, you know, the Patriots organization usually have and stuff. So I feel like that those are just some great jerseys for sure.
Hey, Marcus, do you watch a lot of college football? And did you happen to take in any games, I don't know, Saturday, Sunday, or maybe last night on ESPN?
Oh, yeah, I definitely watched a lot of college football.
Did you watch your former coach, Bill Belichick, make his debut last night?
Yeah, no, I definitely did. It's early in the season and everything like that right now and stuff. And one thing that I will say is Bill's really good at, you know, adjusting and everything like that. So I do hope the best for him and everything like that. But like I said, it's early.
All right, Marcus Jones, appreciate you joining us for the first time this season on a Patriots Monday. Good luck against the Raiders, and we'll talk to you next week.
For sure, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marcus. That's Captain Marcus Jones.
Captain Marcus Jones.
Captain Marcus.
A fan of the Storm Blue Unis.
A fan of all alternate jerseys.
And an excuse maker for Bill Belichick.
Jeez. Let me ask you, and the audience at large, did it feel like we had off-season Marcus up until this week, and now we've got game week Marcus?
Yeah, that felt a little more tightened up. I won't lie, there was a couple times the answers ended a little quicker than I expected them to end. It's my turn again.
I just asked him, like, did you watch college football Saturday, Sunday, or I don't know, maybe last night? Yeah, I watched college ball.
Yeah, no, that was we're gonna straight and narrow, no rats kind of business approach down in Foxborough.
They're rooting out the rats.
Right,
it's game week.
No more fun. Yeah. Fun was left in the preseason. It's time. This is a business now. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to that Marcus Jones interview. But up next, we have another interview. Our buddy Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, will join us for the first time this year. I'm going to be interested to ask him for his thoughts on the Patriots potentially starting two rookies on the left side of the offensive line. That's up next with Mark Schlereth. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. But each week we will talk to Mark Schlereth. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark Schlereth, how are we doing this first week of the NFL season?
Man, I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're trying to figure out how good the Patriots are going to be doing this season. And I want to start there, get sort of your national perspective. How good could this football team be? How quick a turnaround are some people expecting? Could this be a playoff team, or are the expectations getting a little too high? What do you think?
Well, what's the over-under on them right now in Vegas? What
eight
you
and a half.
Have?
8.5 was the number.
8.5.
Yep.
8.5. Wow. Vegas is good, right? They're really good at that. I would, if I was a betting man, which I'm really not because I'm not good at it, but if I was a betting man, I'd take the over.
Oh.
And, you know, I think, well, one, you know, I was going through, we're packing up our house. We were packing up a couple of rooms and redoing some stuff, and I came across a bunch of game balls, and I rolled through these game balls and, you know, just kind of reminiscing about these game balls. And I came across the Jets game ball, and I thought to myself, nobody should get a game ball for playing the Jets, right? Like, nobody should. So you're going to win two against the Jets. And then Miami just doesn't have toughness. Here's one thing about Vrabes, and Vrabel is one of those dudes that when you watch his football teams play, they're not flashy. Like, they're just not. They're just fundamentally sound, and physically they get it done. They will dominate physically. And that's really, to me, what wins. Like, when I start looking at games and I start looking at teams, show me the team that's going to capture and win the line of scrimmage on both sides, and I'll show you a team, regardless who the quarterback is, that's got a great chance to win on Sundays. And I think that's a big thing about Vrabel-coached football teams. When I have gone to call a game that he has coached, whether it was in Tennessee, you know, when he was coaching as the head coach, I've always looked at that like, man, this dude has got – that's part of what they are. That's part of who they are. And from a toughness standpoint, you're going to be better than the Jets. You'll be better than Miami. You know, the Buffalo Bills, you know, they're a very good and established football team, but, like, you're going to capture the line of scrimmage. You're going to win the line of scrimmage when Vrabel's coaching your football team, and that in and of itself is going to win a lot of games for you. And then I think their schedule, you know, I mean, we don't know exactly what it's going to be, you know, how those teams are going to play, but right now, you know, on paper, I think their schedule is somewhat favorable. So, yeah, I think I'd pound the over on that.
Talking to Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, also works for NFL on Fox, joining us now here on WEEI Afternoons. Stink, I wanted to ask you this. What happens in a locker room when you have something like what happened with the Patriots last week? Jabril Peppers makes the team, and then a couple of days later, Friday as a matter of fact, after he's introduced to the fans as one of the 53, he gets released, and now there's been a whole brouhaha over the weekend between Vrabel and Jabril Peppers online and on social. So what kind of happens in the locker room when a vested veteran and somebody who people think is going to be a key part of the team gets cut like that?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I think inside a locker room, you know kind of the story, right? What the truth is, you know, what the nonsense is. And then you look at it from the standpoint of, if there was something going on that is inappropriate or something that is an unforgivable sin within a locker room, and the guy was held accountable for it, then you respect the decision of the coach. Like, the worst thing you can do is, as a coach, is to preach, you know, the culture of the organization, and then to say, hey, we're going to do things the right way, and there are going to be rules, and they're going to be, consequences for our actions. And then if one of the guys violates those things and you basically just sweep all those things under the rug, then all of a sudden you look at it from a player's perspective and you say, well, our coach is full of crap. And one thing I know about Vrabel, he's not full of crap. Like, that, like, if you had something that was violated that you said, hey, man, this is a fireable offense, and you fired a guy for it, I respect you for it. And I think the locker room, for the most part, you know, you'll always be like, man, that's tough, that's hard. But that's the organization that we play in. And those things were established. Like, you can't, like, culture is no good if you say this is who we're going to be and what we're going to do, and then you only adhere to those things when it benefits you as an organization. And then all of a sudden it doesn't benefit you, you know, and you got to let go of somebody and you decide not to. Well, like, then you lose respect for the people that are calling the shots. And that's the worst thing you can do for your organization. So I don't know that all the inside scoop on that, but I would say that if you're adhering to the rules that you've established and it's a no-nonsense situation, 99 out of 100 players are going to respect that.
Talking to Mark Schlereth here on WEEI Afternoons. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. On the left side of the Patriots offensive line, it looks like we're going to have two rookies starting. Will Campbell at left tackle, Jared Wilson at left guard. I believe I saw the note that this is the first time in about 25 years a team has done that. Two rookies on the left side. How worried about that should we be, Mark?
Well, I mean, I would say Campbell, I love Campbell coming out of LSU, studying him. So I thought he was going to be great. It comes down to communication, your ability to communicate and see things the same way. But part of that, when you're young and you're working together, you know, you establish those things together. So I think those things can be a strength as well. There's always going to be learning curves. And the one thing about being a young player, regardless of the position you play, is you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what doesn't work. You find out things while you're playing based on getting your ass kicked playing. Like, that's how you figure it out, right? Like, we have this joke on my crew for NFL on Fox. You never upkick a four-eye. And a four-eye is an inside shade defensive tackle who lines up on the inside shade, the inside eye of the offensive tackle. So that space becomes really large. And when you attack it in pass protection, you know, like on a three-step drop, and you're going to go out there and sell out what we call an upkick or a short set, well, it turns your body and it creates a very short angle to your quarterback. And so, you know how I figured out you don't upkick a four eye? Is I upkicked the four eye and got my quarterback hit, right? And I'm like, hell, I'll never do that again. So it's always a joke in our crew. Like, the guys don't know what it means, but I said it one time in a meeting to a coach, and now all my producers and directors always go, hey, you know one thing, that guy upkicked the four eye. You know, they'll say it in my ear during the broadcast. Which, and it has nothing to do with what just happened on the, but their reference is, you just can't do that. You know, you did something stupid. So, anyhow, that's kind of one of the games we play.
So, obviously, that's going to be a challenge for Drake May. And just overall, Stink, your feelings on Drake May now, you know, will he be a sophomore sensation or possibly have a sophomore slump? And how quickly do you think he'll be able to learn and gain the mastery necessary of a Josh McDaniels offense? I still feel like you kind of need to wait until like middle or late October to see how he's coming along, but be curious to hear what you think.
Yeah, well, I think one thing about Josh is incredible when it comes to the detail and, you know, and obviously nurturing his quarterbacks and getting good play from his quarterbacks. And we saw with Mac Jones when Mac Jones was a rookie, and then, you know, then obviously the decision to move off of that. And I don't know exactly what happened in that realm, but, you know, it's never a good idea when, you know, you have co-offensive coordinators. One was a defense coordinator. One was a special teams coach. So that never made sense to me. So Josh is really good. He's very detailed. When you talk to Josh, you know, he's got a great passion for it, but a great ability to teach what he wants. And then it just becomes Drake May, who's a smart kid, you guys know, you've talked to Drake May, man, smart kid, just very conscientious, is a hard worker and all those things. So I like all, you know, like building an offense and understanding that stuff. Like, it just is a matter of being able to process information quickly. I'm sure operationally right off the bat, he'll know kind of what he's doing. And then it's, you know, you'll take some pressure off him because of Vrabel's sense of running the ball and doing all those things. We'll take some of that pressure, create some opportunities in the play action game. So I don't like, I look at that as building blocks for what Drake May did last year, not like, oh my gosh, you know, we've got, you know, a new coordinator, a new this, new that. I don't get that concerned over that stuff.
Mark, if you're going to take the over on the 8.5 wins, I feel like this is probably a big game to get up to that 9 or 10 wins. The Raiders have a new coach, a new quarterback, some young talent. They're in a transitional phase themselves. How do you see this game sort of as a matchup?
Yeah, I think it's always big. You know, the way you start, especially in today's world where, you know, we do some of those joint practices and then nobody really plays, or you play very limited snaps in the preseason. I think you can gain a real foothold on the league when you have an opportunity to start fast. And so I would look at that as like, hey, man, this is a great opportunity. Start fast with the Raiders. I think these early games, the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, are incredibly important toward a playoff push, which sounds ridiculous because it's the first 2 weeks of the season. But if you can get a couple of, you know, 1 or 2 wins right off the bat, it sets you up as everybody's still kind of figuring out what they are and who they are, because, you know, that goes deep into 4 or 5 weeks into the season before you really get a good sense of what you can do and what you can't do.
All right, Mark, we're looking forward to the football season starting, and we're looking forward to talking to you each and every Tuesday. So we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Have a great week one, Mark.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we will react to our first two interviews of a loaded Patriots Monday here on a Tuesday. Marcus Jones, Mark Schlereth. Did you hear the optimism in Mark Schlereth's voice when it comes to the Patriots and their two rookies who might start on the offensive line? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Well, what's the over-under on them right now in Vegas? What
eight
you guys
and a half.
Got?
8.5 was the number.
8.5.
Yep.
8.5. Wow. Vegas is good, right? They're really good at that. I would, if I was a betting man, which I'm really not because I'm not good at it, but if I was a betting man, I'd take the over.
Oh! Self-proclaimed bad gambler Mark Schlereth just joined us and said take the over. So if you believe in the whole fade principle, take the under on your New England Patriots. No, he had some optimism, Fitzy.
has had optimism all offseason long leading up to week one.
Has he been paying attention?
Is this a case of somebody paying attention to all the national headlines that this team got weeks and months ago? Or is he aware that, you know, obviously he knows Jabril Peppers got cut. Christian Gonzalez might not play. The rookies struggled in pass pro. The Raiders have a good pass rush. Like, this game, if the Patriots win Sunday, and we're on the Six Rings postgame show,
Not when? No.
If the Patriots win on Sunday, that's not negative. That's realistic.
Welcome to my world. I've been telling you that for years.
Okay. All right. This is a different team than the one that you have been tap dancing on and crapping on for the last half decade.
This actually has a chance to be a slightly better team than those
four-win teams. Oh, God. The four-win team was on display last night at Chapel Hill.
Yes, it was, and we'll get into that more later. Yeah. But I did think it was interesting because I don't know that I have a good feel for the differentiation between what we're seeing and analyzing and, like, taking the little tidbits of information on a daily basis from every blog and the Schlereths of the world or the Chris Sims of the world who's like, pound the over, put them in the playoffs. Of course
Colin
we're going to make...
Colin Cowherd has the Patriots in the playoffs, but if you talk to all the guys that we either have on the show regularly, read from, with on Media Hill, etc., they'll all tell you, depth is an issue. I'm not sure about this. I have questions about that. And it's not like it's just a business or like a factory of questions and doubt to try to keep people engaged and entertained. Some people like that. I'm not the biggest fan. We're just trafficking in reality here. This team has a lot of questions heading into kickoff.
So are the locals like us and all the beat reporters too close? Or are the Nationals too far away? Like, which one is closer to reality, Dan Ball?
I think it's the latter more than the former. I mean, you look at the Patriots on paper. They spent more money than any other team. They have the number three overall pick going into his second year. That, you know, Christian Gonzalez, top 100 player, new coach, former Patriot. A lot of those things would suggest to you, if you're not watching every practice, oh, this team did every... They're ready for a Commanders-esque turnaround, but then you don't see the day-to-day headlines that maybe make you think a bit differently.
Yeah, and your top and your best defensive player likely is going to miss week one. Now, it's not like there's a Justin Jefferson for him to cover the best. Well, actually, no. Brock Bowers is a nightmare. Yeah, he might give him some fits on Sunday.
Oh, I think this is a very losable game. But just to touch on, you just mentioned the Commanders, who are sort of the model, right? Because the quarterbacks were in the same draft class, right next to each other, all these things, blah, blah, blah. I would like to know, and I don't know the answer to this. Maybe we have some listeners in Washington. What were they thinking in Washington last August? Like, were they like, oh, my God, this is really good. That's really good. We're way better than we used to be because we haven't had that part. If they were doing that in Washington, if they saw the success coming, Jaden Daniels is awesome on the practice field. This part of the team, Terry McLaurin's ready for another great year, whatever. We've asked multiple guests what you feel good about after watching every Patriots practice, joint practice, preseason game. And generally, there's a long pause before we get any sort of answer at all. And they're not all, what did you say? Trafficking in takes or whatever?
Yeah.
No. They're observing.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we have a lot of day-to-day Patriots followers and reporters that are actually prone to the positive, that tend to want to see positive. And I think
they're sick and tired of reporting on crap. Yep. Everybody has basically like radioactive Patriots syndrome. Like everyone is like the sickness of just having to constantly talk about, oh, this leak and oh, this player stinks and oh, this turmoil and this dysfunction. It would be nice to report on a team trending in the right direction on the ascent that's fun to watch.
And Schlereth also told a funny story about him learning as a rookie and getting his quarterback killed. And it's a funny story now. I'm not sure he thought it was a funny story when he got his quarterback killed. Mm-mm. And that's what my takeaway from that funny story was. Yeah, they'll learn the hard way by getting Drake May killed, by missing blocks, by having miscommunications. Like, for example, I think if Mark Schlereth were the starting right tackle, let's just say, on the New England Patriots, veteran, been through the ringer a number of times, and he looked over and he's like, wait, we got two rookies starting over there? Oh, we're in trouble. Like, I don't think he would look at it as this, like, rosy, optimistic. Oh, they're going to learn.
The future's bright. Yeah,
they're
that's next year.
Funny stories to tell. No. Yeah, you know, though, we're all going to laugh at this. No one laughs at the time. Usually when you say that, it's because you're pissed. Things aren't going well, and you're hoping down the road someday you have a beer and laugh about the current ineptitude that's going on around you.
Perhaps when we speak to Drakeo, a.k.a. Drake 10, a.k.a. QB1 for the Patriots, in about 20 minutes' time, perhaps we should ask him, how comfortable and confident he is that the left side of the line, all rooks, going to get done.
He's going to tell you those guys are battling their asses off. I go to war with those guys. They're working really hard. They've gotten some great reps this summer. That's what you're going to get. And he has to. And that's what he should do.
Okay.
As a captain, as a quarterback, as a leader. I just think this is going to be something that we're going to have to follow as the season goes on. What we're perceiving and seeing and analyzing locally as to how it's compared to what Nationals are doing. We had one texter, the 860, said two people on Good Morning Football have them as a wild card team. Okay, so that's a relatively small panel.
Good Morning Football is still on. And B, how about that? More national love for the Patriots.
They've all Nationals?
They took the cheese, Stiz.
One of them was Jamie Erdahl. That might be a little local bias,
though. Okay, whatever. The Nationals like the Patriots. The locals are liking the Patriots.
She used to work here, right?
617-779-7937, talking a little Patriots on a Patriots Monday. Coming up next, 3:15, we will talk to the quarterback of the Patriots, Drake May. Before that, we'll get to our three-point stances, and one of them will be me raving about something positive. Yes, I said I'll be raving about something positive. That's up next in our three-point stance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.